cattle futures rallied on Tuesday. Crude oil prices continue to slide. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 14th of November. Cattle futures got some spark Tuesday, especially feeder cattle, credited in part to oversold conditions. Other than unchanged in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of 57 cents higher. Except for 60 cents higher in spot November, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.12 higher across a range of $1.32 to $3.15 higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.47 lower Tuesday afternoon at $214.08 a hundredweight. Select was $1.41 lower at $198.98. Just a couple of weekly Tuesday auctions available at press time to report. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly $3 to $5 lower at the OKC West calf sale in El Reno, Oklahoma. The exception was steady to weak for true long-wean calves. There are an estimated 3,500 head on offer. Final results will come out after Wednesday's feeder sale. At Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, there are 2,227 head. Steer and heifer calves weighing less than 400 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. They sold steady to $5 lower at 400 to 600 pounds, and then $3 to $6 lower at heavier weights. Remember, you can get trends from all of the weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current in the free daily Cattle Current newsletter emailed each day. You can sign up at cattlecurrent.com. Cash bids for corn and wheat were mixed on Tuesday, and lower for soybeans and sorghum, according to the daily National Grain Market Summary. Analysts with the summary say export inspections for corn are up 86% for 2018-19 compared to a year ago. Soybean inspections are 42% lower, and wheat inspections are down 21%. Wheat bids were a penny lower to 71 cents higher. Soybean bids were a half a cent to 11.5 cents lower. Sorghum bids were 5.75 cents lower. Corn bids were 4.25 lower to 4.75 higher, while corn futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents lower. According to the latest crop progress report for the week ending November 11th, corn and soybean harvest are gaining, albeit slowly. 84% of the corn crop is harvested, which is 3% less than last year and the average. 88% of soybeans are in the bin, which is 5% less than last year and the average. Similarly, winter wheat planting continues to lag. 89% of winter wheat is planted, which is 5% less than last year and the average. 77% has emerged, which is 6% less than last year and the average. 54% is rated in good or excellent condition, the same as last year. 12% is in poor or very poor condition, which is 1% more than last year. Major U.S. financial indices tried but failed on Tuesday to regain steep losses from the previous session. Along with tech stocks, the continuing decline in crude oil prices continues to weigh on the market. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $4.02 to $4.24 lower through next November. Spot D's closed at $55.69. It was $71.18 a month ago and $76.24 about 6 weeks ago. At least part of the recent slide in prices has to do with increased production by OPEC countries and the softer outlook for global economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 100 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 4 points lower, and the NASDAQ was just a tick to the positive side. Wholesale beef spending in the spring and summer quarters kept pace with the nation's economic growth and overall consumer spending choices, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center. In the most recent Livestock Monitor, analysts with LMIC explain the net value of goods and services produced by the U.S. economy increased by an annual rate of 3.5% in the summer quarter and by 4.2% in the spring quarter. Consumer spending for the classification of food beverages purchased for off-premises consumption, think here of grocery store spending, increased by 2.8% and 4.0% in the spring and summer quarters, respectively. The spending category of food services and accommodations, food service and restaurant spending, in other words, jumped 8.1% in the spring quarter and 6.9% in the summer quarter. Moreover, LMIC analysts say, wholesale market measures of beef demand were consistent with those trends in consumer spending choices, with the choice beef cutout this summer 3% higher than a year earlier, even while beef supplies from fed steers and heifers increased by 0.5%. They point out that selling more product at a higher price is the essence of favorable demand. They add that impressive export growth also played a role. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 14th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.